impact in the item that you purchased, and you used it. So he said that the Rambam paskins, Shulchan Aruch paskins, that that's called, that shows that you're a mochel. You're a mochel the moon because you use it even though you found a defect. So that's called mechila. We said that there were some stipulations. One was if you called the mocher about it, that we spoke out of machlokas, the Machan Ephraim and the Gali Masechta. If you told him you're going to return it, then the fact that you use it might not be mechila. If you're stuck in the middle of the road and you find the defect, we said that certainly doesn't show that you had mechila. If you are not actively using it, you're just passively using it, that's not called a proof of mechila. And then we spoke at the end whether if you're an Amorth and don't know the halacha, and you say that's why you use it, you don't know the halacha, maybe that's also indication that it should not be mechila. And I just want to point out also that this whole shaila is nogeya if you're dealing with like a hamish or a company or someone you're buying a, someone you know, if you're talking about a big corporation where they give you a 30-day no questions asked warranty, and you find something wrong and you're really stuck. Like I bought a tape recorder to take some copies at a certain place, and I found it wasn't making good copies, but someone was from out of town and they needed a few copies before they were leaving, and I didn't have any other machine to use, and I knew I was going to return it, but I thought I could use it because besides the fact that it might be caught in honest, I have nothing else to use, and he's leaving town and he needs them. It's not I wasn't making money with it, it was just he wanted copies of tapes. But besides the fact they have a stipulation that you can return it within 14 days and get your money back. So I thought that was fine. Now a question that's come up the last few weeks is, how about if you should have seen the defect before and then you failed to inspect it, does that indicate mechila? Yeah, that was called due diligence. Okay. Right? You should have checked it. Right? And we'll discuss this with a case from this Divrei Mishpah we've been using. It's purchased Lila Nishim's Avdi Yom Yov and Chaim Yosef. And they talk about a case like this. This is a real case that happened in Eretz Yisrael, Yotes Teves Telshin Mem Zayin. There was a lady, I think we called her Mrs. Goldberg on the email. So she was opening up a new dress business, and she made a deal with a special designer, Mrs. Schwartz, that she would be the exclusive seller of Mrs. Schwartz's dresses, and Mrs. Schwartz would make her the exclusive distributor, and she would only sell those dresses, not from any other designer. They made a mutually exclusivity clause. That's what they did. So she opens up her shop on a Motzi Shabbos. She got the dresses Friday afternoon right before Shabbos, and she opened up Motzi Shabbos. And after a little while, she saw that these are really poorly designed. These are not really good quality. And she wanted to return them. Except she said, the store just opened. She called up right away, but she couldn't just close the store and say, look, I'm sorry, I don't have anything to sell. So she kept them in the window until a few days later when Mrs. Schwartz picked them up. And she said, I want you to pay for them. And the storekeeper said, no, I don't want to pay, it's a mekach tovs. Now the seller claimed two claims. The first claim was you used it after you found that it was defective, after you thought it was defective.
And kind of
right, so that we said last time is not called a real use. That we quoted in this Diane Rose Sherman, that he says that's an example of a passive kind of use. You just left it there in the window. You're leaving it there until they come back. It's like the case with the carpet. You find a defective carpet and you just leave it on the floor. That's not called use. Right, so that we're not going to talk about. But she said, look, you had them Friday. You had them a little time before you opened the store. You should have looked at them before you put them out and displayed them. The fact that you just put them out ready to sell means that you trusted me, and that shows that you're a mochel any such problem that you're talking about right now. What business is it that you go and you just go put them out and sell them without looking at them first, what you're selling? Now, 2 days later, the customers are saying they don't like it. Yeah, so now you say, oh, it must be something wrong with it. You should have checked ahead of time. Right? So that's the shaila we're talking about. is there any taina for the seller to say the fact that you didn't inspect it beforehand is a proof that you didn't care about it? Right. Some other examples that would come in mind are, suppose you bought a used car and you did not take it to your mechanic to inspect it, and after you're driving it for a little while you find problems with it. Can you return it, or can the seller say, look, you, the fact that you didn't take it for a normal test drive, you didn't do the normal thing that everyone else does, shows that you didn't care, and you can't be mochel it now. Now you buy a suit and you take it home and you find their buttons are missing, so you take it back and you would demand that he should fix it, and he'll say, look, you took it home, you should have checked before and you left the store. Now you left the store and you're bringing it back, and that shows you're a mochel. You like the suit the way it was, and you decided you fix the buttons yourself. That the fact you took it out indicates mechila. Okay, so we'll start with the Rambam that we spoke about last week, which the Shulchan Aruch quotes almost verbatim. Hamochel chaveiro karka o eved. If someone sells to his fellow, his friend, land or a slave which has it in a karka, o behema o shamatatlin, or anything movable, and he found a defect that you didn't know about it when you purchased it, magziro fi lacher kamashoni, you can return it even after many years. Shezeh mechal tosu, this is a mistaken sale. I did not plan on buying something that was defective. We said even many years later you find it, like we said, a sefer. You didn't get to that part in the sefer. You buy a shas and you're learning daf yomi, and finally it's vach and you see the page is missing, so you return it at that time. But once you find out that there's a problem with this product, you can't use it anymore. But if you used it after you saw the defect, we consider it that you have waived your rights to make a claim, and you cannot return it anymore. That's what we had last time. So the Rambam posits clearly that you can make a return even if you find the defect many years later, but once you use it, so that shows you're a mochel. That shows you didn't care about it. We spoke about that last time. Now the Nagin Mishnah, when that Rambam says, Yesh Mishakosov, there's someone that wrote, and some later Achron found this in one of the Shuvos HaGaonim, Shim Hoyad Dover Shalokech Yochel Havchino La'alter. If this is something that the buyer could have, maybe should have, examined immediately, Kigon Sheyecholo L'Nesosu L'Tom, it's something that you can test or taste. Right? A case they talk about is they bought wine and they found out that it tasted like vinegar. Right? It was vinegary. You should have tasted it right away. Why are you waiting? Velo hikvid lasos kenin, he did not bother doing it. And the seller just sold it to him without stipulation. He didn't say explicitly that this is good quality wine or car, suit, whatever. Ein lechozer, the buyer cannot return it. And the Sma paskins this when the Shulchan Aruch brings the Rambam. The Sma says, right, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you use the item after you found the defect, that constitutes mechila. The Sma says, Hu adin, the same thing is, if it's something that you should have looked at beforehand and you did not look at it, that shows you did not care about such a defect, and when you later find it, you cannot return it any longer. So that's a big chiddush. So the Magen Mishnah and the Sma are paskening that if you want to return something, the seller can say, look, why didn't you look at it beforehand? Why didn't you test it first? Why didn't you look at the dresses before you brought them into the store to sell? The fact that you did not look at them, the fact that you did not check them out, shows that you did not care if you found it defective. If you care about a defect, so then you're going to look into it. The fact that you did not test it shows that you're mochel any defect that you find. That's what the Magen Mishnah and the Sma say. The Mishnah Malach says, the Rambam, I don't look at the Mishnah Malach inside, look at the Rambam, where does the Rambam seem to say not like the Magen Mishnah? This is the Mishnah Malach's diyuk. The Rambam paskins that if you find a defect and you use it, that shows your malchut. That is mashma, that if you find a defect and you don't use it, even if you keep it for many years, you just didn't have a chance to return it. That doesn't constitute mechila. And there are others that disagree with the Rambam in that part. But the Rambam is clearly saying that if you find a defect, as long as you don't use it, you have not shown any mechila. So the Mishnah Melech says it's a kal vachomer. Here, the Rambam says, even though you know that there's something defective, and you don't return it, you don't say anything, that doesn't show mechila. So if you didn't even know that there was a defect, the fact that you should have looked into it and found one can't be called mechila. Right? It's kal vachomer, he asks. Right? The Rambam is saying that even once you find a defect, it's only if you use it that shows mechila. If you found the defect and did not use it, that does not show mechila. So kol shkein, if you just should have looked into it and found a defect, and you did fail to do so, that's not going to constitute mechila. Right? That's right, but it's saying a kol shkein.
Yeah.
Right? It's a kol shkein. The Rambam says even if you found it, it's not mechila. Kol shkein, if you just should have and you didn't, that's not going to be mechila. It's only mechila when you see a defect and you use it. That's mechila. The fact that you should have or could have and didn't, that's not mechila. That's what the Mishnah Melech says. First, we're going to talk about all the others that disagree with the Magen Mishnah and Sma out of hand completely, and then we're going to have a whole list of achronim that limit the Sma's chiddush, even if you want to agree with them. And that's going to be one of the limits, huh? So the first that we have, the Mishnah Melech rejects it out of hand. Marash Dam says, this is because the Magen Mishnah is as far as Yochid, no one else says such a thing. Yeah, and he says so strongly that you can't even say Kimli, right? Let's say a case was that I'm the buyer and I want to return something, and the seller says no, you should have looked at it beforehand. And the Sma says that the fact that you didn't look at it beforehand, the fact that he didn't look at it beforehand proves that you're mochelet. And you say, well, I hold like the Mishnah Lamelech, I hold like the others. So he'll say, well, Kimli like the Sma. I like the Sma, and I have the money right now. You paid me. I don't want to give you back your money. Right? So the Marash Dam says the Sma in the Magi Mishnah is so shaky. It's such shaky grounds to say such a Svara that the fact that you didn't check it indicates mechila, that you can't even say Kimli, even though you paid the money. He's holding the money, right? The seller has the money, and he says Kimli like the Sma, that you should have checked it ahead of time, and you failed to. It's not a good Svara at all. Then Marit Salon says that from the Rishonim, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, they all say that you can return a defective object after many years. Just that saying that you could return after many years indicates, what do you mean after many years? You've had it for 5 years, why don't you bother checking it? You have a shas, why didn't you look at every page and make sure that every page is there? Now many years later you find a mistake, why didn't you look at it ahead of time? So you see that there's no chiyah for you to go and inspect the thing that you bought to make sure there's no defects in it. You can return it after many years. And the Aruch HaShulchan, well, that's after you know it. So then some people say that we're talking where you did not know about it, right? The Rambam is mashma, even if you know about it you don't have to return it many years, but there is Rav Hai Gaon, which is mashma that once you know it you should take it back right away because of your svara. But how about if you didn't know about it and you're waiting many years cause of loss? Well, look, you shouldn't have sold me something defective. You could have looked at it before you sold it, right? The Chavetz Chaim looked at every single safer to make sure all the pages were before he sold it, right? And don't tell me that I have to look at every page before, you know, I start using it. You should look at every page before you sell it to me, right? There's two sides to that. Baruch HaShulchan, one of the poskim achronim, say also he rejects the Sma and Magen Mishnah out of hand and says you don't have to worry about it. So we really could just end this year here and say that the Sma is rejected. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Sma is printed, he has a hand wherever he says a Chiddush, if you look in the Sma in the inside. So the Sma himself thought it was a Chiddush, and he's putting a hand there to show the Chiddush, and most of the poskim disagree with him. It would seem that we could just reject it out of hand. The Marash Dam says you can't even say Kimli, and never say that, well, you should have looked at it, is a Taina. However, there are poskim that do agree with the Marash Dam. With the Sma and the Magen Mishnah, and one of them is the Maharsham. In the Mishpat Shalom, he brings from the Radvaz. The Radvaz says that this is the Derech HaPsak. It's Derech HaPsak is always that if someone should have looked at it and he didn't look at it, that shows he's mochel any possible problems, and in such a case he can't claim nekach tos. You should have looked at it ahead of time. The fact that he didn't look at it shows you're mochel. What do you do with the kasha from the Rambam? What do you do with the kasha in the Rambam? The Rambam is mashma, and the other Shem are mashma that if you keep something for many years you can return it afterwards, and we don't say, well, you should have checked it ahead of time. So that there's a Shavuos Yaakov. Pesachei Teshuva brings it. The Shavuos Yaakov says that they're talking about different cases. The Rambam's talking about a case which is, like we said, a case with the Shas, and there's a page missing in Zvachim, so you didn't, and you were learning for Daf Yomi, you didn't get there until you got there. So that's not something that you usually find. So there, the Rambam says, even if you find it many years later, that constitutes mechila. But if it's something that you should have found right away, like maybe the case we talked about, you walk out of the store with a suit that doesn't have buttons on it, or you drive the car out of the lot and the seatbelt doesn't work, and you use seatbelts, so, and you didn't go back and say, look, the seatbelt's broken, so that shows that you were mochel it. Well, there it could be that you already paid, that's already, you use it afterwards, but I'm saying it's something that you could have easily seen and you didn't bother saying anything about. Or let's talk about that case we talked about a few weeks ago. You buy a house and you find out that the next door neighbor, not something that you couldn't have, we've talked about a case where you couldn't have found out about it, was something that they were knocking on the walls that you couldn't find out, but you find out that the next door neighbors have three vicious police dogs that are always barking day and night. Or there's something else that you don't like about the neighbors. And that's something that you should have or could have easily found out ahead of time. You move into the house and then you go tell the seller, oh, I just found out that there's three dogs next door, it's a mekach tos. So there the Shavuos Yaakov says the Sma seems to have a point. The fact that it's something that you could have easily found out and you didn't, that indicates mechila. That indicates that you didn't care. Right? But you could hear such a chiluk. Right? I think. There's something that's easy to find out and you don't bother checking it out, that means you're willing to close your eyes. Right? A shidduch. And it's easy to find out what the brothers are like, and later you find out that one of them's been in jail for 30 years. So you didn't check it out ahead of time. The fact that you didn't ask about it, something easy to find out, and you didn't ask, that shows that you're willing to close your eyes and just take the shidduch and forget the brothers, or whatever other problem there is like that. Something that's hard to find out, you find out later that, you know, that she's really been married five times and this is her fifth name that she changed. It's something you couldn't have found out. So then you could say that's a mekach tos. Right? You can't say, well, why didn't you go to the FBI and find out and do a search on it? But as of now, instead of just rejecting this ma out of hand, we will say that you might have a case, at least to say Kimli, if you're the seller and the buyer purchased something that he could have easily checked out and he failed to do so, so something that he could have easily checked out, then the Shavuos Yaakov and the Mishpat Shalom say that. The Mishpat Shalom says you can mamish pass, and like in the Shavuos Yaakov also says, in that case, the Rambam himself could agree that constitutes mechila, and the Rambam's talking about cases that are harder to check out. Let's talk about the Sma now. Right, I have on the page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different limitations of the Sma from the Achronim. And they're dealing with him like Taracha, so it shows like we can't reject it completely. The Mishnah Lamech himself, who rejects the Sma, at least said, or the Magen Mishnah, he says pshat in the Magen Mishnah, he says even the Magen Mishnah and the Sma who accepts that Svara, are only talking where you paid for the object. Right? You purchased it and you paid for it, you didn't use it yet, and now you say that you found a defect, it's too late. Once you paid for it, that shows that you're mochlet at that point. But if you still have the money, you just bought it on credit, and you could pay him in a few weeks, the fact that you didn't inspect it ahead of time does not constitute mechila. So, if you bought whatever it was, the shas, the diamonds, the car, and you didn't pay for it yet, and you have it on approval, Well, not on proof. You bought it. You purchased it. You made a kinyan, but you didn't pay for it yet. You have a payment plan with him. So then we say, well, I don't have to look at it, be so careful about it, because I could always get my money back. I could always refuse to pay. Right? The fact that you don't expect something when you haven't paid for it yet does not prove mechila. Right? Once again, the burden of proof is on you to show that you really, on the burden of proof is on the seller to show that there's been mechila here. So the Mishnah says that if the buyer has not paid for it yet, so his lack of looking at it cannot be construed as a mechila. He didn't look at it yet because he didn't pay for it yet. He doesn't have to be so careful. You always know that if you didn't pay for it yet, you know, take me to the interim and get the money from me if you want. The fact that I didn't look at it is because I didn't pay for it yet. So that's the first limitation of the Smah from the Mishnah Melech, that the Smah and the Magen Mishnah can only be talking about a case where the buyer already gave the money. At that point in time, when he pays for it, the fact that he didn't check it ahead of time could be construed as Mechila. The Nesivas, as another Chiddush, this most of the Achronim disagree with, Pesach Shuvah disagrees with it, but the Nesiva says the Sma is talking about a case, and the Magen Mishnah was talking about a case where he should have checked it and he used it afterwards, similar to the case we spoke about last time, that he used it already and then later he found the defect. So the fact that you purchased it without looking and then you used it, that's when the Sma says that constitutes Mechila. You should have looked at it and you used it, so that shows Mechila. That's a second Tanai. The Kesef Kedoshim, the Buchacher, these are all on the Daf on the Shulchan Aruch. He says that this might have to do with the diamonds. If it's something that people don't usually look into, the fact that he didn't look into it does not constitute Mechila. He gives an example of if you want to return the wine because you find that it was too many sediments in it. So, you know, when you buy a bottle, and then when you bought, in those days, when you bought barrels of wine, you didn't go check how many sediments were in it. The fact that you didn't check that does not show that you were mochel it. If you're buying something and the mum is such that it's something that is not normally checked ahead of time, the fact that you did not check it does not constitute mechila. Right, so there, I think that's by the shas, by a sefer, you buy one, and the derech is not to check through the whole set ahead of time. Except I mentioned once, when I got married, there was known that a certain company shas, you should check ahead of time because there were always missing pages, and there the minig was. I think when people that bought the shas would go through each one to look through because they didn't want to have to bother with it, 10 years from then and find a missing page over there. So, but in general, something that's not the derech to check, your failure to check does not constitute mechila. So, if diamonds there, the derech is to check, and you fail to check, so then the sma would apply. Something that's not the derech, or like we said, the neighbors. I think the derech is when you buy a house, you check the neighbors, and later you find out that this neighbor is a problem. So that's going to be mechila. So you have to go to a Din Torah and they'll decide. Or then how will they decide? They'll go call experts in the field and see what the derech is. And when the same way you find out what the value of some hezek is, you make an appraisal. You see what the derech is. The Ketz Kedoshim says two other tenoyim. He says that if you knew that either the seller or you yourself were in a hurry and there was no time to check it. Right? Someone's coming in town for one day to sell something and you buy it now and there's no time to check it. He's leaving, or you have to go out of town, you need to buy a suitcase because you're going out of town later in the day, you found yours was broken and now you go and buy another one and you take it and you didn't bother all the zippers and now you find something broken. You didn't have a chance to check it. You were in a hurry. So that also would not constitute mechila. And then he says another one, which might be very nogeya. He says, if it will cost you money to inspect it, that also does not constitute mechila. If it's something that you won't be able to test unless you spend money, it's a typical case, I think, would be a car. You're not going to get someone to look over your car for free. It costs money. So the fact that you don't do it will not show mechila, the fact that you didn't do it was because you didn't want to spend the money. Now there we might say that if the derech is that everyone who buys a car has someone drive it for them and you fail to do it, you know, maybe this novel would apply in such a case, but I could hear it the other way also. You had a question? That's what you want to say? Yeah, I'm just saying what Achronim say, then we can start plugging in cases. The Marashdam says, Achidish. The Marashdam says this is all talking, and this he brings a raya from the Magen Mishnah himself. The Magen Mishnah added, V'hamochah mocha l'stam. The mocha sold it to him without stipulation. The mocha didn't say anything. The mocha sold it to him stam. That's mashma. If the mocha said, I can tell you, this is good quality. I can tell you the suit's not shatnez. Right? Trust me that it is good quality, and you ended up not checking it out. So there we could say, look, I wasn't mochel, I trusted you. You ended up lying or being mistaken. That's not my fault. The fact that I didn't say anything does not constitute mechila. And then finally, the Chachma Shlomo Kluger says that this whole thing applies only where it's common that there should be such a problem. There we could say the fact that you didn't check it out is a problem, like we said with the Shas. You know, you don't, when you buy a farm, you don't expect them to be problems. If you know that this set always has problems and you didn't check it out, it's something that everyone knows that this set has problems, and then you decide not to, so then that's your fault. That shows mechila if you didn't bother checking it out. So I just wrote myself out before this year, just to combine all these different limitations to the Sma. The Sma is talking about a case where the buyer already paid, right? That's the Mishnah Melech's Chiddush. So we're talking about where the buyer, when is it that we can say that there's been mechila from your lack of selling? With the last few shiurim, you've already been saying, why didn't you check it out at the time? The fact you didn't check shows you didn't care. Okay, so the Sma says such a svara. But the Sma himself is only talking about a case where the buyer already paid. And according to the Nesivus, it means that he also used it already. And it's talking where they both had time to check it out. There wasn't any rush of any one of the parties. And it's also where the seller had not stated that this was in good condition that should have prevented you or would have discouraged you from checking it out. And we're talking about a type of defect that is normally tested beforehand. We're talking about one that does not cost anything to test, and we're talking about a kind of defect which is commonly found in such an item, and like the Shulz Yaakov said in the beginning, one that's easy to see. So the few cases I could think of where this might would apply would be like you bought the suit and you walk out without the buttons on it and you didn't pay for it yet, right? So there it's easy to see the buttons are missing. And it's something that could commonly happen. The buttons could fall off. Something that, you know, you should check out beforehand. It doesn't cost anything to test. Something that you normally try on before you buy it, and you fail to do it. So that might constitute mechila. Right? That might be a case. Now, in the case we were talking about, right back to the dress dealer. So she's saying that I want my money back. These dresses are defective. And the seller says, why didn't you check them out ahead of time? So the first time that she said was, well, it was Erev Shabbos. There was no time. It was like 2 hours before Erev Shabbos to get delivered. And I have to open up Motzi Shabbos as my opening night of my new store. So there, certainly she has a taina that I was in a hurry, I couldn't check it out. There was time value, and there were just too many to look at. Also, there's 100 dresses. I can't check them all, and in fact, I didn't have time to check any. I trusted you, right? That's one taina. The other taina was that she hadn't paid for it yet, right? She hadn't paid for them yet, so she hadn't paid for them. So that shows that also that doesn't prove that there's mechila. The reason I didn't bother checking is because I didn't pay for it. I was always relying that I would just withhold my money. So this Dayan Paskin, firstly Paskin, very interesting. He said the case actually here was that she said that she didn't like the design She said it wasn't, you know, a modern design. So he said, look, when you're talking about taste in clothes, you can't say, well, this is not a nice design. Even if you find 30 different experts to say this is an ugly design, I'll show you, find you 30 that say it's a good design. So she said, so the Dayan said that's not Italian at all. And even if it would be a defect, even if it would be defective, so then there's the possibility that maybe you could say that your lack of checking would not be, would be mechila, except that he said it would be hard to say because, like we said, it was in a hurry and the sma is shaky ground. So once again, even though it's hard to show that there was mechila from her use of it, like we said last time, because the use was just keeping him in the window and she wasn't doing anything active with him, and it also would have been a loss to take them out. So that doesn't show mechila. And her lack of inspecting it ahead of time doesn't show mechila because it was a hurry and she still had her money. Right, that doesn't show mechila, but he's still paskin, since it wasn't a real defect. It was just something you were saying that you don't like the style, it's an ugly style. Ugly styles doesn't constitute grounds for a mekam toast. The case happened to be that they gave him wrong sizes. It was supposed to be a girl's store, and they gave size 42. It's Israeli sizes. So those, she said, the Dayan said she could give back, because that's not normal. I needed something for the girl's store, not in store, not for I don't know what. So not for adults. So that's what he said. So in conclusion, what do you do with this taina? You bought something and you found it defective, or when you buy something, how much do you have to look ahead of time before you buy it to make sure there's no defects? So it would seem the only time you need to worry that you won't be able to return it is if it's something that's easy to find, right? That's what the Shavus Yaakov said. As the Sma, there'll be many poskim that will reject him out of hand, because it's a das yachid according to many poskim. But even if you want to accept the Sma, you know, maybe you'll find some dayan that's going to use the Sma for the benefit of the seller. It will only be a problem if it's a defect that was easy for you to find out ahead of time. Something that, like I just got the sefer with and it was scratched on the front of the cover. Right, you buy your sefer and it's on the front of the cover, and you take it out of the store, and then you want to take it back because you found the thing on the front of the cover. So there, the seller might be able to tell you, look, you saw it, you bought it, and what are you doing right now? Because that the halacha is, if you know about a mum and then you buy it after you've seen it, so then that certainly you can't return it afterwards. So the fact that it was on the front cover and you should have seen it, and you say, well, I didn't notice it, that might be shaky ground. So once again, the only time that you should have to worry would be where it's something that's easy to see, like the Shavus Yaakov says, and even then we had all those other stipulations. You'll only be in problems if you've already paid for it, maybe if you already used it, if it's something that's common to find and you chose not to look for it, like these different stipulations. That's when you'll be in problems. But if it's something that's hard to find, one of the cases that I saw was you bought a house in Eretz Yisrael in the summer, and in the winter when it started raining, the roof was leaking, there was retivot in the walls. So that's something that you couldn't have inspected ahead of time. You can't tell about that until it finally rains. Or a more common case in America, if you buy a car in the summer and the heater doesn't work in the winter, or you buy a car in the winter and the air conditioner doesn't work in the summer, there, even though it took you a long time to find out about it, and even though you used it for the whole season, and only now you're bringing it back, but it's something that would have been hard to inspect. You know, it's hard to really see the air conditioners working in the winter when it's, you know, could be blowing vents. You don't know. Right, so that I think you're not responsible to go so far. You could bring it to someone, and that someone doesn't bother checking it out. It's that far, I don't think you have to go to check out everything. That's already called that it's difficult. It's something that's going to cost you money to check. It's something that's not normally a problem. So you have like just three reasons right now that knock out the sma, even if you want to go like the sma. And so something like that, I think, would be you'd be on safe ground to return it. The seller should, well, the seller either should, like the Chafetz Chaim inspected every sefer before he sold it. The seller should either make sure that his product that he's selling is perfect condition, or, and I think that's what he should do, but failing to do that, he should realize that if someone comes back 6 months later with a problem, with something that was a real problem, so then he'll have to pay it back. We'll talk in the future about something where it's not so sure, it's not so clear whether it was really like that at the time of the sale or not. That we'll have to talk about in the future. But if it's something that, like an air conditioner, where it's very likely it was broken when you first bought it because you didn't use it all winter, and now all of a sudden in the summer when you first turn it on, you see that it just doesn't keep up, so then I think there'd be something that the seller can say, well, you should have checked it out ahead of time. Your lack of checking it out shows you're a mofle. No, it's something that, first of all, we might not pass like this, and even if we do pass like this, it's something that would have cost money to check out. It's something that's not common to be broken. It's something that is hard to find out about, and on those grounds, I think you could still say that it's a mechatronics and you want it fixed.